Senate will come to order. The clerk will call the roll.
Atkinson, Atkinson, Beyer, Beyer, Brown, Brown, Burdick, Burdick, Carter, Carter, Castillo, Castillo, Clarno, Clarno, Corcoran, Courtney, Deckert, Dukes, Dukes, Duncan, Duncan, Ferrioli, Fisher, George, Gordley, Gordley, Hannon, Hannon, Harper, Hartung, Meserly, Meserly, Metzger, Metzger, Miller, Miller, Minnis, Minnis, Morissette, Morissette, Nelson, Nelson, Shields, Starr, Tro, Yee, Yee, President Erfler.
A quorum being present, we will post the colors. We have a special tribute today for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Good afternoon, my name is Cassandra Ford, I'm 5 years old.
Good afternoon, my name is Daniel Ford, I'm 6 years old.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare
the bombs bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say that the Star-Spangled Banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
We would like to thank Ishida, Brendan, Cassandra, Daniel, Danielle, Michael, Jaden, Dustin, and Matthew, students from the Salem Christian Day School Kindergarten, for performing the Pledge of Allegiance and the National Anthem. Thank you very, very much. Our invocation today will be by Senator Charles Starr.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, we just thank you for your many blessings to us. We ask, Lord, your sovereign guidance in this place and in our land. We're facing great peril, our servicemen abroad. Lord, be with them. Guide our president. Guide us in our deliberations here today, that you might be honored. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
If there are no objections, the rules are suspended in order that the commemoration of the life and service of Dean Emeritus Carl H. Schottenberg be made special order of business. So ordered. The clerk will read the memorial in its entirety.
Oregon State Senate, in memoriam, Dean Emeritus Carl H. Schottenberg, 1924 to 2001. Whereas Dean Emeritus Carl H. Schottenberg died December 13, 2001 at 77 years of age, and whereas Carl Schottenberg headed the College of Forestry at Oregon State University from 1967 until his retirement in 1989, and whereas under the guidance of Carl Schottenberg, the College of Forestry doubled in size and became one of the nation's premier forestry education and research colleges, and whereas Carl Schottenberg served on the State Board of Forestry for 20 years, including 9 years as chair, and whereas Carl Schottenberg served as president of the Society of American Foresters in 1988 and received the Society's Gifford Pinchot Medal for outstanding contributions to North American forestry in 1993, and whereas Carl Schottenberg served in the armed forces during World War II, and whereas during his professional career, Carl Schottenberg served with the United States Department of Agriculture and as head of the Forestry Department at Iowa State University, and whereas Carl Schottenberg authored numerous publications on forest economics, forest management, multiple use, resolution of forest conflicts, and other forest policy issues, and whereas the tireless work of Carl Schottenberg in advancing modern forestry practices and in encouraging the adoption of the Oregon Forest Practices Act, the first Forest Practices Act in the nation, has improved the forestry profession and forests in general, now therefore be it resolved by the Senate in session assembled under Section 4, Article 3 of the Oregon Constitution, that we, the members of the Senate of the 71st Legislative Assembly, mourn the passing of Dean Emeritus Carl H. Schottenberg, extend our condolences to his family, and express our sincere appreciation for a person who worked tirelessly to better his community, state, and country, and be it further resolved that copies of this commemoration be presented to the members of the family of Carl Schottenberg, adopted by the Senate April 18, 2002.
Recognize Senator Troll.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that the Senate adopt the memoriam commemorating the life and service of Dean Emeritus Carl H. Schottenberg.
Senator Troll moves that the Senate adopt the memoriam commemorating life and service of Dean Emeritus Carl H. Schottenberg. To your motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I think it's very appropriate that on a day when we are confirming the governor's appointments to boards and commissions, that we're considering a memoriam to a very fine man who served for 20 years as a member of the Board of Forestry and gave a tremendous service. For 9 years, he was the chair of that board. And as we think about what we're doing as we confirm these people, I think we need to realize what a tremendous contribution they make to good government for this state. While Dean Schottenberg was chair of the Board of Forestry. The Oregon Forest Practices Act was recommended by the board to the legislature and was enacted into law by the legislature. And it was a forward-looking Forest Practices Act. No state in the country had one at that point. Other states have tried to copy our Forest Practices Act, but it's been a tremendous forward advance in terms of forestry for the state. So I think it's appropriate to do this. And I want to say some other things, but I do want to mention that here help us honor Dean Stoltenberg are a number of his family members, including his wife Rosemary, who's sitting with me at my desk, and we're just delighted that she's here. In addition, many of his children are here: Bruce Stoltenberg, Gail Burris, Susan Stoltenberg, Paul Stoltenberg, Shirley Stoltenberg, Mike Johnson, and Rosemary Stoltenberg. All of those of his children are here, and he has grandchildren here and one great-grandchild here. And so we're just so delighted that they're here. In addition, joining us from OSU are one former dean of the College of Forestry, George Brown, and the current dean of the College of Forestry, Hal Salzwasser, and former Representative Tony Van Fleet is here, also helping us to honor Carl Stoltenberg, as well as John Buter, who gave his name to the famous Buter Report about forest productivity that came out, was authorized by Governor McCall, and then was made public during Governor Straub's term as governor. And that report told us about how much timber we had and how much we were cutting and what might happen if we continued to cut at that rate. And that was a very important report. All of those things authorized by the Board of Forestry with the leadership of Dean Stoltenberg. So I wanted to make those points. I know we've read the memoriam, and I think it says things and says things in a very strong way. But in addition to the good work he did for the state, he was an outstanding dean of forestry at OSU for 20 years. And during that time, the forestry department at the university grew, became much more important, and was ranked at a very high level. In addition, Dean Stoltenberg held national offices. He was a leader at the national level. He served on numerous national and regional boards. He was elected president of the Society of American Foresters and was recognized by the society with its top award, the Gifford Pinchot Medal. So I think it's wonderful today that we can recognize a man who made a real contribution serving on boards and commissions, as we confirm people to boards and commissions, and to know that they make a real impact for the state. Mr. President, I commend this memoriam to you and to the body for their vote.
Thank you very much, Senator. Is there further discussion? Recognize Senator Hartung.
Thank you, Mr. President and colleagues. Just a few things to add to what the good senator from Corvallis said. Dean Stoltenberg served as dean of the College of Forestry for 23 years. In that time, the college rose from a good forestry school to the best in the nation. The College of Forestry is a key part of the land-grant mission of OSU and includes teaching, research, and extension programs. Under the dean's leadership, the research program doubled in size and led the nation in forestry scientific publications each year and grants received to support the research program. The extension program became a model nationally. Dean Stoltenberg also served as senior academic dean at OSU and played a key coordinating role for the colleges and the university presidents. He was a highly respected leader on the OSU campus.
Thank you, Senator. Any further discussion? If not, Senator, do you wish to close?
Mr. President, I hope that we will vote enthusiastically for this memoriam, and I know that we will. I failed to mention that Jim Brown, the state forester, is also here as part of the group helping to celebrate the life of Dean Stoltenberg and and watch this memoriam be passed. So I commend it to my colleagues.
Thank you. The question is, shall the Senate adopt the memoriam for Dean Stoltenberg? All those opinions that the memoriam should be adopted will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Atkinson? Beyer? Brown? Burdick? Burdick? Carter? Castillo? Clarno? Corcoran? Courtney? Deckert? Dukes? Duncan? Farioli? Fisher? George? Gordley? Hannon? Harper? Hartung? Meserly? Metzger? Miller? Minnis? Morissette? Nelson? Shields? Starr? Trow? Yee? President Erfler? Excused? Duncan? Gordley? Burdick? 27 ayes.
The Senate has adopted the memoriam. Congratulations to the family, and thank you very much for sharing with the state of Oregon. We appreciate it very much. Without objection, the Senate will continue under the general order of business. So ordered, courtesies of the Senate, remonstrances, excuse me, Senator Courtney.
Just want to add to the opening remarks by the President that the school was the Salem Christian Day School. Its teacher was Rosie Ball, and its director is Martha Applegate, and the senior pastor was Dave McGarra. And the children were assisted in their presentation to us today by Leah Wells and Joan Leinbaum. And I realize they've left the chamber, but I did want to acknowledge that that was the group that was here and presented the opening ceremonies. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Recognize Senator Harper.
Thank you, Mr. President. Although I have a great deal of respect for Senator Courtney, I'd like the body to know that the only reason I look like him today is I forgot my shoes.
I'm not going to thank you for that one. Recognize Senator Fisher.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think it's extremely sad that as we contemplate the memorial for the life of this great man that gave the bulk of his life to Oregon and to the forestry business, that our present governor has shredded the programs that this gentleman worked so hard to initiate and to support through his lifetime. And I just hope we're able to rectify that in a large manner here as we go about our business in the last part of this interim.
Thank you, Senator. Recognize Senator Corker.
Thank you, Mr. President. Going along with that, I hope that the Republican leadership will help the governor do the right thing. I just wanted to report, it was great that Senator Fisher just spoke, because I wanted to report a email that I just received last week from former constituents of the good senator from Roseburg, and the constituents raised hell with me, wondering how in God's name Salem could have named me their senator when they were perfectly happy with Bill Fisher and Jeff Cruz. So I just wanted to report that.
I'm trying to figure out how that would be under courtesies. Now we're under remonstrances. Messages. Enough is enough. The Senate is in receipt of messages from the governor announcing appointments subject to confirmation by the Senate. If there are no objections, the Senate will dispense of reading of the messages as all pertinent information is included in the status report which has been placed on your desks. The messages in their entirety shall be recorded in the journal. So ordered. The Senate will dispense with reading of reports from standing committees as committee recommendations are included in the status report. The report shall be recorded in the journal, so ordered. In accordance with the Senate Interim Rule 209.4, consideration of appointments and reappointments that did not receive final action by the Interim Executive Appointments Committee are carried over to the next convening of the Senate. The action shall be recorded in the journal so ordered. Reports to special committees, propositions and motions, actions on executive appointments requiring Senate confirmation. The procedure for today's actions on executive appointments is as follows. The motion to suspend the rules to confirm en bloc will be made in order to consider multiple boards and commissions in one en bloc motion. At that time, discussion of appointees included in the motion will be ordered. Recognize Senator Harper.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the rules be suspended and that the Senate confer en bloc the following appointments to the respective boards and commissions. State Aviation Board, Joe Smith. Board of Boiler Rules, Dennis Coffin. State Commission on Children and Families, Brian Gard. Oregon Board of Dentistry, Gene Martin, Richard Swart, Ellen Young. Dispute Resolution Commission, Cynthia Moore. State Board of Forestry, Larry Gastina, William Hutchison, Diane Snyder. Oregon Government Standards and Practices Commission, Carl Vizentainer. Lane County Mass Transit District Board, Susan Band, Jerry Gatos. Oregon Board of Maritime Pilots, Mitchell Boyce, Richard Lauer, Lauren Winters. Board of Medical Examiners, Frank Spokas, John Steiger. Physical Therapist Licensing Board, Charles Moore. Board of Directors of SAFE, John Anhorn. Oregon Student Assistance Commission, Bob Wheel. Sustainability Board, William Blosser, Martin Goebel, John Ledger, Paul Risso, Sarah Vickerman. State Board of Tax Practitioners, Donna Gilmore. Trust for Cultural Development Board, Kathleen Cosgrove. Oregon Commission for Voluntary Action and Service, Christy Sweeney, Emily Westberg. Commission for Women, Sonia Svensson, Vicki Wigner, Anna Willman. Workers' Compensation Board, Vera Langer, Greg Lowell. State Workforce Investment Board, Deborah Lincoln.
Senator Harper moves that the rules be suspended and that the Senate confirm en bloc the appointments to the respective boards and commissions as listed. Recognize Senator Harper.
This will allow us to vote on these highly qualified people.
Is there further discussion? Mm-hmm. Senator Harper, do you wish to close?
No, sir.
The question is, shall the Senate suspend the rules and confirm en bloc the governor's appointments as listed? All those in opinion that the appointment should be confirmed will answer ayes or nays are called. Those opposed will know the clerk will call the roll.
Beyer. Brown. Burdick. Carter. Castillo. Carno. Carno. Corcoran. Courtney. Deckard. Dukes. Duncan. Farioli. Fisher. Fisher. George. Gordley. Hannon. Harper. Hartung. Meserly. Meserly. Metzger. Miller. Minnis. Morissette. Nelson. Shields. Starr. Trow. Gee. Atkinson. President Erfler. Not answering, Clarno. Excused, Burdick, Duncan.
Oh. Thank you.
Excused, Duncan Gordley, 28 ayes.
The Senate has confirmed the governor's appointments. Readings of the Senate petition, memorials, and resolutions, other business of the Senate. I've made the following interim committee appointments effective March 13, 2002. Oregon Economic Development Coordinating Council, Interim Economic Development Subcommittee, Senator Mei Yi Chair, Senator Ted Ferrioli, Senator Abel Gordley. If there's no further announcements, the Senate is adjourned until the call of the President.